Another day, another high-stakes cyber heist. This time, the notorious North Korean Lazarus Group strikes again, making off with a staggering $21 million in Ethereum from Bybit. Meanwhile, a major Australian IVF provider falls victim to a breach, exposing sensitive patient data. These incidents highlight a stark reality. Cybercriminals are relentless, and no industry is off-limits. So, how did these attacks happen, and what can businesses do to protect themselves? Welcome to the Don't Be a Sitting Duck podcast. I'm Lee Kefford. Let's dive in. The first story takes us to the world of cryptocurrency, where the Lazarus Group, a North Korean state-sponsored cyber gang, has successfully stolen $21 million in Ethereum from the crypto exchange Bybit. This isn't their first rodeo. Lazarus has a long history of targeting financial platforms to fund North Korea's regime. So, how did they pull it off? Lazarus is known for sophisticated phishing campaigns and social engineering tactics to gain unauthorized access. Reports suggest that attackers infiltrated Bybit security layers, potentially leveraging compromised credentials or vulnerabilities in its infrastructure. This matters because it underscores the ongoing risks crypto platforms face and the need for heightened security in an industry already plagued by fraud.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Enable multi-factor authentication, MFA. Ensure that all employees and users use MFA to minimize unauthorized access. Monitor for suspicious activity. Regularly audit transactions and access logs for anomalies. Implement strong access controls. Restrict privileged access and use hardware security modules to safeguard crypto assets. One of Australia's largest IVF providers has confirmed a data breach, potentially exposing patient records. Given the sensitive nature of fertility treatments, this breach isn't just about financial fraud. It's a deeply personal invasion of privacy. How did it happen? While full details are still emerging, early reports suggest cybercriminals exploited vulnerabilities in the company's IT systems to gain access to patient data. Medical institutions are prime targets for cyberattacks due to the value of personal health information, PHI, which can be used for identity theft or sold on the dark web. Why does this matter? Healthcare data is one of the most sought-after commodities for cybercriminals, making it imperative for organizations to strengthen their cybersecurity posture.
Take action. Here's what you can do to protect your business.
Encrypt sensitive data. Ensure all patient records are encrypted both in transit and at rest. Regular security audits. Conduct penetration testing and security assessments to identify weaknesses before attackers do. Employee training. Human error is often the weakest link. Regular cybersecurity training can prevent phishing and social engineering attacks. That's a wrap for today's episode. Want more cybersecurity insights? Head over to sittingduck.com.au for show notes, resources, and the latest updates. Thinking about your business security? Here's what to do next. Book your free Empower Systems assessment to uncover vulnerabilities and learn how to strengthen your defenses at nationalpc.com.au/empower. Listen to my audiobook, Sitting Duck, The Phone Call You Don't Want to Receive, a real-world look at business email compromise. Available now on Spotify and leading audiobook platforms. Until next time, stay safe, stay informed, and don't be a sitting duck.